in this Christmas season, which one are you? Are you more towards Ahaz, struggling to make your own way, to live your own life? Not necessarily evil like Ahaz, but you've rejected God. Or you're struggling with trying not to reject him or to understand him or to desire to live for yourself despite what you know to be true. Or are you like Joseph, who heard the promise of God, who heard the words of God, who heard that God was coming to them and did as the angel of the Lord commanded, believed, accepted, and followed? That's the call of the Advent candles, the call of Christmas time. What will we do with the baby in the manger? How will we respond with God coming to us? Because in love, God desires that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He gave up his life for us. He loved us that much. How will you respond? Well, I'm just going to close in prayer here in a moment, but if you're struggling with some of those things, or you're just struggling with Christmas, you're struggling with maybe the reason for it or the relationships within it, we'd love to be able to pray for you after the service. Matthew is going to come to the front here. I can meet you at the front, and we'd just love to pray for you. Pray for you this time of year. Pray for your heart. Pray for wherever you're at. And so feel free, after I close in prayer, just to make your way to the front, and we can do that for you. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this passage this morning that just reminds us of where we often are as human beings, walking like Ahaz, living for ourselves and our own glory and our own purpose. And yet you have come to us in Jesus Christ, the baby. Jesus Christ, the one who grew up, who ministered on this earth and walked with us as human beings. And Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for us and rose again. Father, what a great promise that you gave to Ahaz that he missed. Help us not to miss your truth this Christmas. Help us to walk in faith as Joseph did. Help us to believe you in all that you have said and trust you for what you are doing in our hearts and our lives this Christmas season. Father, just go with us today as we go to whatever Christmas might hold this year. Lead us, strengthen us, teach us, fill us with your love, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.